I chose this passage on page 400 because I like the way that the older sister was portrayed. I thought it was very true to life and the way that she looked down upon her sister and the way that she saw the world through her own teenage eyes. To begin with, the A-bomb comments that go on throughout here, the rest of us would duck and cover like you have to do whenever they drop an A-bomb. Or Market Day looks like you just came out of your fallout shelter after a bomb attack. These phrases help the give the book a sense of timing in the late 50s, early 60s, when nobody knew what was going on. There's also some foreshadowing there with, it goes back to when she and father commenced World War III, which everyone was talking about World War III back then and what might happen. The next part I like was the humorous scene where she says, after the ants ate up ours. It's pretty simple, but the idea is pretty funny. You know, the ants ate their chickens. Clearly not something we would see here in the U.S., but in Africa, it's nothing's too outlandish. After that, she talks about Axelroot, which I think is just a great name to begin with. But then he's going on some top-secret mission. That's why he hasn't been back, and kind of hear sarcasm in that, and it's enough to drive you crazy. He said he'd bring me cigarettes and Hershey's chocolate, so obviously she's trying to be that rebellious teenager, even though she's only 15. I really like that. Another instance where she uses that sarcasm is when she, back on page 400, where she says, my sister, little miss, the Lord is my shepherd. Of course, referring to the fact that Leah is a goody two-shoes, or used to be, with her father. Of course, that's changing now. That's what is important about this scene, is that Leah is now becoming a hunter, and that's why this scene is so important. It's a turning point. I also like the way that the seriousness of this scene gets portrayed in a humorous way. To take an example here, kids and old folks get the wonderful job of walking along behind and picking up all of God's creatures that get burnt to a crisp. You can see she's got that sarcastic teenage voice saying all of God's creatures they got burnt to a crisp, of course referring to the cruel way that they're hunting there. But I like the way that the seriousness of the scene can be interpreted humorously without having to really think about what's going on. Now, of course, then it gets into the meaty part of this, which is her sister, Leah, wanting to go out and hunt with the bow and arrow. Which is a big deal, you know. Women aren't supposed to be hunting. But Nelson wants, you know, supports her, so does Anatole, and, of course, Rachel, being the teenager that she is, thinks that it's just Nelson just wants to have her hunt because he's the one that taught her how to shoot, which is one of the sarcastic comments that make this scene so fun. In the end, she ends up being able to hunt, but all the elders are not happy about that. Which transitions to this wonderful scene where the elders are sitting around with the old men and the younger men, and the description of how they're sitting there, which is just wonderful. The old men all nodded a lot, sitting up straight with their elbows close to their sides, hands on their laps and feet flat on the ground, a little bit pigeon-toed. The younger men leaned back on their stools with their knees wide apart, taking up all the room they needed, and were quick to yell out what was on their minds. I like the way that the author portrays the youthfulness in the younger men, and the old men are very pious and know exactly what they're doing and very cautious in what they say. And then, of course, she gets in the sarcastic comments at the end of my reading here, where Rachel says that her father tried to turn it into his thing, the hunt, that is, and make it a big prayer. And I ended with the part, it's lucky for father, he never had any sons. He might have been forced to respect them. I thought that was just such a cutting comment towards her father and how he treats the girls. And it makes you think back to how the author said in her interviews not to get down on the father because you're going to hate him enough. And you see that theme throughout the book, and I just thought this was a great little piece that exhibits many of the main characteristics and themes that occur throughout the book.